Hey guys, welcome back to the Prosta English podcast. In this episode, we are going to be talking about different types of personalities and also the factors that influence our character traits. I'd like to inform you straight away that most probably in this episode, you will hear a lot of new words, especially adjectives. But please do not get demotivated or scared. Just try to understand the main idea of the podcast. Also, you can try to translate some words while listening to the audio. But if it's not clear for you how to type or write these words and you cannot find them on Google Translate, keep in mind that you can buy the text of my podcast. Follow the link in the description of the episode or send me a message on Instagram and I'll help you. In addition to the text, I'll also send you the cards with new words on Quizlet. Quizlet is an interactive app where you can learn new words from the podcast for free just on your phone. And by memorizing new words on Quizlet, also reading texts of the podcast, and then re-listening to the episodes one more time, you will be able to expand your vocabulary and later use those words in your conversations. Once again, follow the link in the description of the podcast or send me a message on Instagram and I can help you with the text of my podcast. Okay, that's it about the technical stuff. So let's move on to our main topic. Last week, I was discussing with my students a research study. This research is based on the idea of how birth order shapes your personality. I believe that many of you have heard about this theory because usually people say that if you are the oldest child in a family, you are bossy and controlling. And if you are the middle child, you are usually outgoing and competitive. And if you are the youngest child, most probably you are charming and dependent. Actually, we had real debates while discussing this topic during the class because some students believe that this theory absolutely makes sense and birth order definitely influences our personality, while others said that there are many other external factors which are much more important and meaningful, and this theory has nothing to do with the reality. So let's find out together. First of all, let's talk about the first child. As I've already mentioned, according to the research, firstborns are usually bossy and controlling. But in addition to that, they are also structured, organized, and reliable. I believe that it's obvious why firstborn kids are bossy and controlling, because very often they need to take care of their brothers and sisters. But at the same time, these responsibilities make them good leaders, and this is a beneficial character trait that they can use later on to succeed in their career or professional life. Talking about me, I'm the oldest child in a family. I also have a brother. He's 7 years younger than me. And when I was born, my parents were very responsible, maybe stressed in a way as well. And they wanted me to study well, to get only good marks. And they wanted me to be an ideal child, like the one from some books that they had read. And due to that, I became very ambitious and goal-oriented, and I showed good results at school. I read a lot of books, I studied many hours a day, and I was thinking ahead about my career and about my future. And of course, my parents were proud of me, and they praised me a lot for my hard work, diligence, and effort. And yeah, according to my experience, firstborn kids are always under this pressure. They want to show excellent results in education, in sport, in behavior, and etc. because they want to satisfy the expectations of their parents. And at the same time, this excellence has some negative sides too. firstborn kids suffer from perfectionism. This means that they try to do everything perfectly and they get really stressed if they don't. Another thing is that they might want to control everything and not let others help them. Sometimes they think that they know better than others, and these traits can make it hard for them to get along with people and also feel happy. Yeah, I noticed that in my life it also happens. Sometimes it's hard for me to delegate my work because I think that no one knows better than I do, and no one can do it as attentively as I can. But to be honest, I'm trying to work on it because I have my own school and business and many students. And if I do not delegate some tasks and some responsibilities, I simply will not be able to grow, and my business will maybe one day drive me crazy and will make me anxious and stressed, because on my own, I will not be able to complete everything just physically. Now let's move on to middle children. According to the research, middle kids are excellent diplomats. They are always between parents and younger siblings, and due to that, from an early age, they develop traits of diplomacy and flexibility. They learn to navigate relationships, manage conflicts, and maintain peace. They learn to compromise and to find solutions that satisfy everyone. And later on, of course, this experience helps them a lot in their private life and career. Talking about middle kids, I heard that they tend to be more outgoing and sociable. I think it makes sense because by the time they were born, there were already some siblings around, and this might have motivated them to start talking earlier so they could join in, interact, and play with older siblings. In addition to that, middle children learn faster because they want to look similar to their older brothers and sisters, and very often older siblings become role models for younger ones. So they start reading the same books, watching the same movies, become interested in the same topics, and it helps them to develop faster and become more mature. On the other hand, middle kids may have problems with self-confidence. If, for example, the first child is excellent and shows great results in everything, a middle child needs to compete with him all the time to prove that he also deserves parents' attention and love, and it can make middle children insecure, competitive, jealous, and attention-seeking. Okay, and now we will talk about the youngest kids in a family. So usually youngest children are charming, outgoing, they enjoy the attention they receive from older siblings and parents, and they may develop strong social skills and make friends easily. When younger children are born, usually parents are much, much more relaxed, and due to that, they do not enforce their expectations and strict rules. And due to that, youngest children often have more freedom to explore and express themselves creatively, and they may enjoy trying new things and thinking outside the box. But on the other hand, youngest kids can be rather rebellious and naughty, and they may feel that rules are not for them and they can do whatever they want, and anyway they are going to be loved. And this lack of discipline may lead to many conflicts with parents and siblings. In addition to that, youngest kids can be dependent on others. They might be used to the fact that someone from the family can solve their problems, can help them, and can provide information. And sometimes they do not even try to do something by themselves. They straight away ask for help. And later on in adult life, it can cause a lot of troubles at work and in personal life. Okay, so we have already discussed the oldest, the middle, and the youngest children. And we have the last group left, and this is the only child. The only child is the one who has no brothers and sisters in a family. And it's very common social stereotype to say that the only children are selfish, self-centered, and spoiled. It happens because in their childhood, all the attention from the parents was concentrated on them. They had no one to share their toys and room and clothes with. And when they become adults, they might appear spoiled and thoughtless to others just because, you know, they do not have this ability and this habit to share what they have with someone else. In addition to that, they may lack patience, struggle with social skills and peer relationships, conflict resolution, and compromise. But on the contrary, I also heard that only children are usually rather mature and grown up. Only children who do not have brothers or sisters to play with often spend more time talking to adults like their parents, aunts, uncles, family, friends, and etc. And these conversations introduce them to more advanced words, ideas, and way of behaving, which can make them seem more grown up. Only children often learn to be self-reliant and independent from an early age. They have no siblings to rely on for companionship or assistance. They must learn to entertain themselves, solve problems, and make decisions by themselves. And due to that, yeah, they are more mature, more diligent, more self-reliant, and high-achieving. So guys, that's basically it for today. The idea of this episode was to share this unusual theory with you, and I believe that many of us would agree that some points definitely make sense and our birth order can affect our character. But on the other hand, there are also many other external factors that shape our personalities. For example, upbringing, our family and relationships with our relatives, social environment, the country where we were raised, our friends, personal experience, and so on. But you know what? I think it's essential not to use some external factors as an excuse for something that we do not like in ourselves, because we are grown-up people and we are able to change some character traits if we do not like them, or on the contrary, acquire some character traits that we want to have. And the most important thing is to work on yourself and to believe that you are able to become the best version of yourself. Thank you so much for staying with me today, guys. Please follow this podcast if you haven't done it yet, and I'll talk to you next time. See you. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day.